You hear me all right? No.
Drop the switch.
It's on. You hear me?
Closer.
All right. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I've been asked in behalf of the New Hampshire Wind Watch to on the subject of unforeseen consequences. This isn't something I do, so bear with me, I'll get it spit out. Scientists and environmentalists have done studies and written reports on opinions and impacts on industrial wind. But since I'm neither one of those or a psychic, I can only use my own situation, Wild Meadows Wind Farm, and the past as examples. When I went to the first public meeting in Alexandria because I wanted to know what it was all about, I walked around the room looking for charts, maps, and learned that I'd be able to see 19 to 27 towers from my house, directly south of my home. That the noise levels would be 45 decibels. Needless to say, this disturbed me. As the meeting continued, one big question occurred to me. What about shadows? I asked a representative of the company about shadowing of my solar panels. I was told that the study has been done and the chart should be showing the results in the back of the room. The meeting ended without me being able to find the chart, so the next night I went to the Danbury meeting. Determined to find the information, when I couldn't find it, I asked asked another representative where it was. He told me they hadn't done that study yet. I've been living off the grid for 15 years. Solar is my only source of electricity. The sun is low, in the winter months, the sun is low and the angle is low. The days are short. I need all the sun exposure I can keep in my system to keep the system charged. The proposed siting of this industrial wind farm across from my sudden exposure, less than a mile away, would definitely be a problem. As more and more people are installing solar systems to feed back into the grid, reduce their electric bills, and go green, passing HB 580 for a one-year moratorium on all wind energy projects would allow time to have this and other studies of possible consequences on industrial wind towers being done. As a Vietnam veteran, I'd like to remind the people in this room of an unseen consequence that happened 40 years ago. Thousands of people are paying for it today. Although it has nothing to do with energy, wind towers, and solar, it can all be summed up in two words, Agent Orange. I urge legislature to pass HB 580 and HB 484 for the sake of the people of New Hampshire before the unforeseen becomes the reality of New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you very much.